Radio's greatest hits
of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. It's all right here on aircheck.com.
All hit 105 WAVA. Heart.
Never.
And it's 12 past 7. We have been talking on the phone to some of our listeners during that last song.
I have to admit, a little hostility
People are... here's the average call, okay? You answer the phone and I'll be the caller back in Washington.
WAVA.
Hey, you guys are fat.
Yeah, I mean, no holes barred. I mean, no sympathy, just bingo.
And some people really set us up like they go, is this Don and Mike? Yes.
Yes, we are.
We love your show. You're really great.
And we saw your TV commercial.
You guys are fat.
I mean, the cruelty is unbelievable.
I tell you what, 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, we're live from Walt Disney World. Let's see if we can bring Arnold Schwarzenegger up on our two-way microphone this morning. Arnold.
Hello.
Arnold.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm here, Mr. Geronimo.
Arnold, are you going to help Mike and myself work out so our next commercial, we don't get attacked by our listeners?
You spend 3 weeks with me and your biceps will explode to 32 inches. Your thighs will burn. Your pectorals will look fantastic.
It's time for the Walt Disney Word of the Day, and I do not have my word with me. Arnold, perhaps you could tell everybody.
I have a piece of paper here, Mr. Geronimo. Can I read that for you and Mike?
I'm sure that's it, Arnold.
Here we go. Can we really talk to mammals? Find out at the Marine Mammal Research Center deep beneath the ocean surface at Disney's newest sea session, The Living Sea.
What is the word of the day, Arnold?
Mammals. Mammals is the sensational vacation clue you just heard. Remember that.
What is
mammals?
Mammals.
Mammals. That's M A M M A L S. Mammals.
Mammals.
Yeah, that's what it is, Geronimo and Mike.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is the fifth Walt Disney word for this week.
Mammals.
Put all the words together in the
mammals.
Right order.
I like the word. I could say it all day.
And this afternoon, you could win a trip for four.
Mammals.
To Walt Disney World.
Mammals.
In Florida. It's 14 after 7. Let's go to Kim Boomer Anderson.
She is one of my favorite mammals.
Oh, no, a fixation. I knew Arnold had a problem, but I just didn't know in what shape or form.
It's pronouncing the word mammals.
Yeah. Mammals.
Does it well, though. This traffic update brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. We have a couple of problems on the Wilson Bridge now. It's an accident on the inner loop, blocking the right lane. And on the outer loop, another accident. It's on the Maryland shoreline. It's in the center lane, so some big delays both directions in the Wilson Bridge. And another accident just reported inbound on the Douglas Bridge. A lot of delays in that area. And now up in Montgomery County, another accident reported. It's on the outer loop between Georgia Avenue and Colesville Road. And that will create some extra delays headed over towards the Temple area. You want to be aware of it. Drunk driving crashes aren't accidents, they're preventable crimes. Mothers Against Drunk Driving urges you to join the fight against drunk driving. Stop drunk drivers. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Rosenthal, the largest automotive organization in the capital area, challenges anyone to beat our prices during our annual market challenge sale.
It's our biggest money-saving event of the year.
We're out to sell over 1,000 cars and trucks within the next 6 days and nights.
The famous Rosenthal money-saving prices, now even lower.
And factory-sponsored financing is back, starting as low as 7.5 annual percentage rate. And it's available on selected cars and trucks to qualified buyers.
Over 2,000. New and used cars and trucks ready for immediate delivery.
And we challenge you to find a better price
during Bob Rosenthal's Market Challenge Sale. Now at Rosenthal Dodge in Arlington, Virginia, and Landmark Honda in Alexandria, Virginia.
And Rosenthal Mazda Jaguar in Arlington, Virginia. We bet you can beat our prices.
Bob Rosenthal's Market Challenge Sale is going on now at all Rosenthal locations. Open late every night and Sunday, noon till 6. Come in today and save.
Okay, attention body parts.
Yo.
This is your friend speaking. Sorry about this weather we've been having, but I'm doing my best to take care of everybody. Now let's have a body check. Hands?
We've got hand lotion, no problem.
Good. How about you, lips?
We've got lip balm, no problem.
Terrific. Now, how about you, eyes?
We can see getting some eye drops. Eye drops?
Right. Okay, yeah, fine. Okay, nose, how are you doing? Yo, nose.
What?
Are you all set down there?
No.
I'm chapped and red and irritated.
Okay, nose, don't get out of joint.
Well, why not? Something smells around here. Everybody else gets soothed and helped but me, and I'm the first one to run into problems.
How'd you like some nose better?
What's nose better?
It's terrific. You rub it around your nostrils and on your nose. The soothing gel eases the red soreness outside, and the clearing vapors help relieve your discomfort inside.
Nose better, huh? Sounds wonderful. How come I don't know about this?
Hey, I'm the brain here. It's my job to know everything.
It's funny. Usually it's the nose that knows.
Look, nobody knows your nose better than nose better. Now, is there anything else?
Yeah. Tell the arm to quit wiping me on his sleeve.
I'll see what I can do. Now, let's all go bowling.
Yay! Help your winter nose feel better with Nose Better today.
Washington weather.
You know who was the first choice to do that commercial? Jim Vance. Sunshine today, high 55.
Cloudy tonight, low 40.
Rain, high 52 tomorrow.
27.
Outdoors right now. We need somebody to call us and tell us what's going on at Channel 4. Is Bob McBride still there?
Or is he out?
And what's Jim Vance doing?
Is he coming back from the Betty Ford Center?
Now, that's true, Art. Now, that's correct, right? Jim Vance is coming back?
I think so.
And I believe Bob McBride is being hired to do the news with our own David Haynes. 17 past 7 live from Walt Disney World in the new morning zoo. WPBA. 21 minutes after 7, and let me tell you something. There's nothing finer than sitting in Florida gossiping with people on the phone about Washington news anchors.
It is fun, isn't it? We're having a good time down here at Epcot Center.
Now, in the NBA, if you're caught with drugs twice, you're kicked out of the league, right?
You're a newsman in Washington.
At Channel 4, carte blanche.
I know tonight she comes.
105 WAVA, the new morning zoo at 724, 24 minutes after 7 o'clock down here broadcasting live at the Epcot Center, and Don Geronimo on the warpath once again with the wireless microphone.
I got the wireless microphone happening. We're walking outside in the Epcot Center today, and first let me treat you to the sounds of my pant legs rubbing together.
Oh, that we couldn't live without that sound,
buddy.
I've
got on a jogging suit that's like made out of... what do they call this stuff?
Kiana.
Yeah. And
what are they doing, a dress rehearsal or something down here?
What do you mean?
I mean, I heard all this noise out on the lake.
Just before we went on the air, there were these giant booming speakers, like the voice of God going, Walt Disney World.
It's amazing. It's incredible.
It's $4.99 at Kemp Mill Records. Let me see if I can find, they clean this place like 24 hours a day.
I have never seen anything like it. These guys were here when we got here at about 5 o'clock this morning, hosing down the entire park, sweeping, dusting, cleaning benches, doing everything.
Now, if you can picture this, we're in the Epcot Center. We're outdoors today. It stopped raining, incidentally, and I'm about 100 yards away from Mike right now, and I'm walking up to, let me see, oh, you don't have a name tag on. What's your name?
Wida.
Wida?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Fine.
Oh, you don't have to show me your name tag. I trust you. How long you been working here at Walt Disney World?
10 months.
10 years or 10 months? Which one is it?
10 months.
10 months. You ever heard of Don Geronimo?
No.
You know, this walking around interviewing people is probably the best idea I've had since we've been down here, Mike.
About what's the percentage of people that know you down here since you've been doing those live interviews?
0%, Mike.
0%. There's another guy walking out with a wireless. Hey, there are two guys with a wireless. Walk up to that other guy.
All right, here's another guy from some radio station in... Kansas City.
Kansas
that's a happening
City, that's
town.
Great. You can talk to him.
Hey, it's a simulcast.
and your outfit, man.
You like,
material is
hold
there.
On. Who are you?
I'm Dan Donovan. Call for Dan Donovan.
From KLSI FM radio.
Classic.
Oh, classy.
Dueling jocks.
Oh, it's time for dueling DJs.
Another classy.
Are you on the air on your station?
Don't expect me to carry you this morning.
No, we've been listening to your show. So how long have you guys been down here?
We got here on Saturday, but we went on the air first time on Monday.
Hey, you think I could talk like this guy? Is that your real voice?
Have you got your whole radio station down here?
Yeah, we've just got us two guys down here.
We're doing the whole day down here.
Oh, are you really?
Classy, huh?
Yeah.
The whole today. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Dueling disc jockeys
dueling,
right
You
now.
Want to do dueling disc jockeys with me?
I've never played before, but I'll try it. Here we go.
All right, you just repeat after me.
Okay.
It's a good looking.
It's a good looking.
Friday.
Friday.
In the shitty.
In the shitty.
Sunshine.
Sunshine.
I have 77.
I have 77.
More big hitch.
More big hitch.
Coming up.
Do you play all the hitch?
We play all the hitch, and you got to talk like this.
Coming up.
Coming up.
Like this.
See you later.
I'm just doing the right part in the wrong place.
See you later, buddy.
Hey, thank you. What was his name again? Good job. Good
his
job,
name was
buddy.
Pizzeria.
That was from Dueling Disc Jockeys, an exclusive right here on All Hit 105.
And his. Oh, no, hold on. Oh, now I got another one.
Uh-oh, another guy's
oh,
coming
we got
out
another
here.
Guy. Oh, and it's the guy from the AM station.
It's you again, huh?
How you doing, guy? This guy's from WBT Radio. Where's that?
It's in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Do they have FM in Charlotte?
Certainly we have FM in Charlotte. You know that I used to work for your station. We're talking to Don Geronimo with WAVA in Washington, D.C., and I used to work at WAVA.
Did you really?
Tell him it's not WAVA anymore.
Did you get fired?
No, I used to work when it was all news.
Yeah, we understand it's going all news again after our broadcast this week.
That's right. And didn't you used to work at another station in Washington a couple of
times? I've worked at every radio station in America, buddy.
It just occurred to me that I can't mention their callers or you'll get in trouble.
No, sure, WPGC, we can say that. Okay. They're all news now.
That's because they are not. So they changed their call letters. They became a little more class act going there, right?
Yeah, they're plastic, like that. Like this other station, plastic from Kansas City, Missouri.
Plastic 95.
So, we're just standing here holding each other's microphones in front of our faces.
Are you going to do an hour out there or what?
Excuse me, hold on. What are you saying?
I thought it'd be nice to come over and interrupt you since you made deprecating remarks about AM radio yesterday.
Oh, no, the AM radio is great. It's especially good listening to it when you're under a bridge. Look at him now walking away from me. As soon as I start talking about AM radio, the guy's like walking away from me. Oh, and one more thing, sir. AM radio is for ladies with blue hair driving big Buicks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Mean on the prowl.
Yeah, we've made some more radio friends today. Actually, these guys are all pretty nice. They're not jerky like most disc jockeys are.
When are you going to publish that book, though, How to Win Friends and Influence People?
As soon as I dump you as my partner.
Thanks a lot. He's so warm.
29 past 7. We better break here.
Let's go.
You know, all along, my friends kept telling me how great I looked. What's your secret, they'd ask. Well, I couldn't tell them my secret. I mean, they thought I could eat anything I wanted. If only they'd known. As soon as I could, I got rid of the food. You know, I thought I'd found the perfect way to control my weight. But I was lying to myself. I was bulimic, binging and purging. I was out of control. And I thought, no one else could be doing anything this disgusting. Then one night, I just couldn't take it any longer. I got up the courage, and I called the Eating Disorders Program. And they didn't judge me. They just helped me get better. Now I look as good as my friends always told me I did. The difference is, I feel good about myself, too.
For confidential help with bulimia or anorexia, call the Eating Disorders Program at Washington Hospital Center, 202-829-2026. That's 829-2026, covered by most insurance plans.
It's the Rico Kid.
And Merlin.
There's gonna be a showdown.
No.
You know what I'm after, Olsen.
This FTD pick-me-up bouquet?
Hear tell it's good for bad guys.
That's bad days, Rico.
Bays?
Yeah, the pick-me-up bouquet has flowers, a rainbow coffee mug.
Pretty.
And a tote bag. It's a real pick-me-up on bad days.
Like when your dog bites you?
Yeah.
Or you gotta take a bath?
Now you're talking, Rico.
When your dog bites you, you gotta take a bath?
731.
Right. WAVA from Florida. And now David Haynes.
Don Geronimo, you said you don't like your food mashed together?
I certainly don't, Dave.
What do you do when you go to a restaurant and they serve you, you know, a little dish of mixed vegetables with carrots and peas?
Well, now that's okay because those are meant to go together. Perhaps that's why they're called mixed vegetables.
Yeah, but just don't spill them into the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's right. All right, very briefly, we had a little argument this morning because Mike seems to find humor in the fact that I do not like to eat like a heathen, but I enjoy my food. If I'm going to have peas, I like them in a little pile. If I'm going to have potatoes, I like them in their own little separate pile.
Yeah, all separate piles about 8 feet from each other.
Now, Michael, you should see Michael Mara eat. First off, no utensils. Just sits with a plate of food, mashes it all together, and he looks like Bart when he's done eating because, you know, Bart's got that food all over his face when he's done.
So what about a bowl of stew, Don? Do you eat stew?
Good evening and welcome to What Does Don Eat?
7:32.
Good morning, David, Washington.
I believe I'm going to find you a job on that station and chart it along with Mike.
Time now, 7:32, 28 in front of 8. You can look for a high of 55 today. I'm David Haynes, news and comment on WAVA. Montgomery County's most wanted criminal, Richard Baumgartner, is safe. In police custody this morning, charged with kidnapping that woman in the Wheaton Plaza parking lot, raping her at a Howard County motel, then throwing her into the Patuxent River. Well, overnight, some guy picked up Baumgartner and tricked him into hiding in the trunk of his car for a supposedly safe trip to the bus station. But instead, the man drove Baumgartner to the police station in Wheaton. Annapolis, good news to Gibraltar Building and Loan Association has now qualified for federal insurance. That means thousands of depositors at Gibraltar, Annapolis will have full access to their money as of today. Upstairs, Space Shuttle Columbia astronauts will not come downstairs today. A rain delay in Florida and a landing in California would mean too much turnaround time in preparing Columbia for another launch in March, so they'll try to bring Columbia down tomorrow. And from our It's About Time department, D.C. Mayor Barry says now the city will move fast on building that new prison in D.C. Mayor Barry now calling for the immediate design and construction of a new D.C. slammer. On the NBA hardwood, Milwaukee Bucks beat our Bullets 114-98. In college ball, GW lost to West Virginia 75-74 in overtime over GW. Capitals were idle. It's 7:34, 26 in front of 8. Let's get an update on the morning rush, Kim.
David, we have a few accidents around the system causing problems. This traffic update brought to you by New York Air. The Wilson Bridge has slowdowns both directions because of an accident. Now on the inner loop, it's blocking the right lane partially, and another accident on the outer loop to the Wilson on the Maryland shoreline, blocking the center lane. The outer loop is slow before Route 1, and the inner loop slowing before St. Barnabas to get to the Wilson Bridge. You want to be aware of it. And an accident to watch out for, inbound on the Douglas Bridge, blocking the right lane, and a disabled inbound Kenilworth before Blanding. It's a car blocking the right lane, creating some slow traffic there. Up in Montgomery County on the outer loop, watch for another accident between Colesville Road and Georgia Avenue, blocking the left lane there. And another problem, 124 is closed between Warfield and Brake Road. Police are on the scene helping to direct traffic around that area. Now you can leave the hot air in Washington for the hot air in Florida for only $79. And David, quit spraying WD-40. I'm slipping around here. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
We got some WD-40 in the mail for the squeaky square air chairs.
I'm getting slippery. No.
Hey, we'll check your Washington weekend weather next. WAVA. Burnt Toast and Coffee Time, 25 in front of 8.
Hands are made for holding. Holding Hog Brew. I should know, I'm George Stark. Hog Brew is a premium beer for folks who want to change their plan, try something new, something with body. Sure, the name's tough. The hogs are tough, but the taste is premium. Smooth like a receiver, but full-bodied like a fullback, I know. I know what you're thinking. Another former athlete peddling another beer. Well, stop right there. I played 13 years in the NFL. I've got a rep, and I'm not about to sell out for something that won't last as long as I did. Hog Brew is a premium blend. It's brewed by a company owned by Heilman Brewery. So now what I'm holding, it's a Hog Brew. Hold on to that thought, and hold on to a cold, smooth, premium Hog Brew. The uniform cans are silver and red for home and away.
All right, WAVA Washington weather for today. Sunshine this morning, but it's going to become partly cloudy this afternoon. Today's high, 55. Tonight, going to be partly cloudy. Overnight, low, 40. What about the weekend? Weatherman says going to be cloud gray both days with a chance of rain Saturday and Sunday, and daytime highs 50. Fair skies this morning. Temperatures, BWI is 25, Dulles 19, National 28, fun 11 degrees. At 24 in front of 8, I'm David Haynes, 105 W.
Come on, Pebbles. You too, Dino. Daddy's speaking on the radio.
AVA.
That's great.
Yabba dabba doo.
Fred Flintstone and Company. Where did he get that?
It's 24 minutes until 8 o'clock. WAVA. Don and Mike.
Broadcasting live from Orlando, Florida.
Walt Disney World. And if I'm not mistaken, it's time to run like a banshee and dial your telephones.
Oh, yeah, but we're not going to tell you why. You
we're not going to tell you. It's the payday song.
Hey, if we can solve any problem.
every time you go away, you take a piece of meat.
I know what that song is.
In your shorts. It's 7:40.
That's the payday song.
That was a darn quick fade. Don and Mike from Florida, let's go live to the phones. You get caller 105.
All right.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. Who's this?
David Henson.
Where are you calling from, Dave?
Waldorf, Maryland.
We have for you $105.
Fantastic. All right. Yeah.
Congratulations. Nice way to start off your weekend.
Yeah,
David Henson. David Henson, any relation to Jim Henson?
I don't know. It might be an uncle on the far side. I don't know.
I'm Kermit the Frog.
I'm Miss Piggy.
You won $105 from Don and Mike. Tell me something.
Yes?
What's your number one radio station?
WAVA, all the way.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
The New Morning Zoo, 19 minutes. Until 8 o'clock, what are we doing here?
Are we going to get some... Oh, Boomer! Oh, I just figured it out.
Kim Anderson.
Hello there, Kim.
Hi. Well, things aren't very good up here. I'm glad you're all down there because we've got a lot of problems up here to handle.
I'll tell you, traffic around the Epcot Center here on the Disney roads is just unbelievable.
There's nobody here.
We are
absolutely alone in the park. The park doesn't open until 8 o'clock, and in case you just tuned in, we're in the Italy section of the world.
Must be really neat to be around there and see it all by yourselves and not have to worry about the crowds.
Yeah, but they don't open any rides or anything.
So we're just sitting outside. Everything is bolted shut.
Just for safe's sake, yeah. This traffic update brought to you by New York Air. Up in Montgomery County, you are going to find some delays on the outer loop because of that accident. It's between Colesville Road and George Avenue, blocking the left lane. Slow getting over towards the Temple now from about Northwest Branch. Inbound 270 is slow from between 124 and Shady Grove, getting down towards the Beltway. And watch for an accident still. Inbound on the Douglas Bridge, blocking the right lane. A lot of slow traffic to get in there. And it disabled inbound Kenilworth before Benning, blocking the right lane. The inner loop to the Wilson Bridge, still slow before St. Barnabas because of that accident. It was partially blocking the right lane. Air Force One, the only airline in Washington offering more convenient flights to Boston than New York Air. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Thank you, Kim. Don Geronimo and the new WAVA Morning Zoo are bringing back the ever-popular winning phone booth locations. But wait, that's not all. When you're a big winner at the phone booth, you qualified for the grand prize, a Cellular One car phone installed in your car. Another 105 reasons why the switch is on to the new WAVA Morning Zoo.
It's sensational. It's spectacular. It's Levitt Super Safe. The word super, Webster defines it as of great worth, value, excellence, or superiority. Well, Webster must have been to Levitt's Super Sale because he described it perfectly. Hi, David F. Diamond here. And there is a story behind Levitt's Super Sale. You see, January is a clearance month, and Levitt's wants to clear out as much furniture as they can. But Levitt's doesn't just cut prices on the leftovers like most furniture stores. No, Levitt's has lowered prices spectacularly on every single piece of furniture in every Levitt showroom across this country. Every single piece. So you can't lose. No matter what furniture you're looking for, you'll find it on sale at Levitt's. Here's a word of caution, though. Nothing this good lasts forever. So get down to Levitt's today. You'll be glad you did.
Levitt's Furniture in Rockville, Fairfax, Camp Springs, and Beacon Mall in Alexandria.
Imagine cruising the beautiful Potomac River past historic monuments unique to Washington, down to the Kennedy Center and back. Why just imagine? Take a cruise on the cruise ship Dandy. Dine on a delicious four-course dinner served by the attentive Dandy crew, and then dance the night away. Truly an evening to remember. It may be cold outside, but on board, the Dandy has an antique wood-burning stove that keeps the atmosphere toasty warm. Join the Dandy 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, for a romantic evening to be long remembered. The Dandy, a ship for all reasons, a ship for all seasons. Reservations a must. Call 683-6076. That's 683-6076. Warm up with a cruise on the Dandy with someone special. Call now for reservations. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, so surprise your sweetheart and make your reservations early.
WAVA, it's 7:45. The switch is on to the New Morning Zoo with Don and Mike from Florida.
And now once again presented as a public service, not the Eat My Shorts hotline,
it's
but...
It's time for the real news.
This is good stuff.
From the weekly World News.
What a publication. Yes, now, three.
I got to keep this one away from Frida. Because now, this to me is something that Frida would like to try. The headline here,
yeah.
Romance on Ice.
What happened?
Mom says she killed her lover and stored him in the refrigerator. Oh, fridge. Oh, the ghoulish brunette chopped up her lover, boiled and roasted him, then put him in canning jars and stashed him in the fridge.
Yuck.
Now, wait a minute. His head presented a special problem for which the woman came up with a special solution.
What?
It was tenderly wrapped in a plastic bag and put in the freezer. Then from time to time she would take it out.
Can we have a big yuck for that one?
She just wanted to get a little head in her work.
They have another one here. Hunters face heart attacks. It says out of shape deer hunters are in as much danger as their prey, according to a new study that found that many hunters die from excitement.
It's a deer. Oh my god.
A hungry black bear went hog wild over a deadly dinner it discovered in a wooded wilderness and overdosed on 90 pounds of cocaine.
That was Jim Vance's bear. Now, hold on. I am going to discuss that for 1 second.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm serious. Hold on. I'm just going to be serious for 1 second, then we go back to being wacky.
Okay.
During one of the songs a few minutes ago, we chatted with a woman from Durwood about Jim Vance, who wondered why we were poking fun at him. I seriously just think if a guy has that much of a problem and he has to go back 3 times to the Betty Ford Center, that perhaps the guy should seriously get his life in line before he comes back. That's all I wanted to say. I just think, I'm sorry, excuse me for being realistic about this, but hasn't the guy already come back like the second time and said, hey, I quit drugs? I feel real sorry that the guy's got a problem with drugs. I just don't necessarily think it's right that he should just keep going off on these vacations and keep being hired back, because if it happened to somebody who did not work at a television station, if it happened to one of our listeners perhaps, a government worker, you can bet for sure that they would not get 3 chances and keep getting their job given back to them. So that's why I was commenting like that.
Well, it happened to me, you know.
And you went to jail.
19 times.
Washington weather.
Bill Kamal says it's going to be sunny today. A high of 55.
You look good in stripes, though.
I do.
Low tonight, 40.
Right now,
20, 28. And we'll be doing our next remote from a prison.
We will.
Hey, it's 8 minutes until 8 o'clock.
7:52.
Don and Mike live from Walt Disney World in Florida.
The Epcot Center.
All right, 432 WAVA is our Bat Fun of Love. You, the listener, now eligible to talk to Arnold, Elvis, and the Pope, Bob Gucci. We've got a brand new space age type hookup.
That's right, Jim Ignatowski.
That's
right.
So call us and you can talk to anybody you want to.
They're all down here at Walt Disney World.
And don't forget this afternoon on the Lou Pat Show, you can win the family trip for 4.
Yeah.
Here.
Hello.
UAVA. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you doing?
We're pretty good.
Good. I was wondering if you could help me with a little question real quick.
Sure.
What's the clue for the day, please?
We can repeat it.
Then how's the weather?
The weather is actually clearing up down here. It was raining this morning, but it's nice now.
All right.
Let's see if we can get Arnold Schwarzenegger on that remote microphone somewhere in Walt Disney World. Arnold?
Hello?
Arnold?
Hi, Mr. Geronimo. Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm talking to Geronimo. Don't talk when I'm talking.
Arnold, I'd like you to meet this woman. Her name is Sarah Connor.
Sarah Connor, is that your name?
Arnold, could you please repeat for Sarah the Walt Disney word of the day?
Very, my pleasure. Mammals. The word is mammals.
No. Yeah, mammals.
Mammals. M-A-M-M-A-L-S.
How do you spell that again?
M-A-M-M-A-L-S.
And how do you pronounce it?
Mammals.
You put all 5 words together this afternoon and you could win the family vacation to Walt Disney World for 4.
Thanks.
It's a very big tweet.
Thank you.
I believe you meant treat, right?
Tweet. Why are you making fun of me?
What's the word again, Arnold?
Mammals.
Y'all have a great time down there now.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
We're going to break, then we'll have David Haynes in 1 minute.
So you're going to have a party. Everybody's going to be there.
Then tonight, for your Friday night date, going to be partly cloudy of a night low of 40. And then the weekend, Not so good. Cloud gray both days with a chance of rain Saturday and Sunday. Daytime highs around 50. Fair sky this morning. Temperatures BWI 25, Dulles 19, National 28, fun loving degrees. At 4 after 8, 8:04, I am David Haynes. News and comment on 105W.
We're specialists. We have to do a better job.
AVA!
That's not true. The switch is on to the new Morning Zoo
at WAVA, Arlington, Washington, Maryland, and Virginia.
WAVA. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
I just realized something.
What?
We're at Walt Disney World in Florida.
Yes, we are. Epcot Center.
You know, there's no football on this weekend.
No, the Super Bowl a week from Sunday.
I might actually have to speak to my wife on Sunday.
Can you handle it?
I don't think I can handle it. Hit 105 WAVA. That's what friends are for.
That's what friends are for, buddy.
For good times.
And fun.
For bad times.
And there's a huge seaplane flying over our heads right now.
And it's 12 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Yes, it is.
Don and Mike in the Morning Zoo.
You're on that singing thing.
I'm doing the lounge lizard thing.
Hi.
That was like the guy, Freedom Bart and I went to eat last night in our hotel. And there was a guy doing his Don Ho impersonation in there.
Yeah, you ate over at the Polynesian Village, right?
Anybody having a birthday or anniversary today?
Okay, here, wahina, hamahana, hamahana.
Smoke on the water, yes. The fire in disguise.
Yeah, we'll do our Deep Purple Hawaiian imitation there.
It's 13 past 8, live from Walt Disney World. Now, we should point out, really, that Mike and I jab each other a lot on the air. But actually, we're very similar. We get along well, and so do our wives. If you can picture this, Mike and I have adjoining rooms. And like last night and a couple of nights ago, we just opened the door in between our rooms, and Mike and I lay on the beds like bums, and our wives pretty much just make fun of us.
Yeah, they dump on us. I mean, I went out around the park with your wife and my wife, and all they did the entire time
double
was
team.
Just sit there and criticize. But it doesn't bother me.
We'd like to make this announcement now on live radio that our wives are getting married.
Can you hear the noise? Can they hear the noise
here? Let me get the wireless microphone.
Yeah, take a walk around because there is so much activity down here. I think they're doing some sort of dress rehearsal down here at Epcot Center for the shows that they're going to run during the day. They have a big lake that the world area of Epcot Center surrounds this lake.
Honey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, dear. Okay.
All right, now stick that microphone up in the air and you can hear these planes going by. It's amazing down here.
Oh, my God, it's the Japanese. They're bombing us. Listen to this thing.
Yeah. Can you hear that? That is down here at Epcot Center. And
I can hear that.
Man, Jim has got another microphone on there. And there are these planes going over here right now.
Hey, turn off the other microphone, Chip. We don't need that.
Be very careful.
Wow, did you look at it? Now, there are like 25 planes going overhead right now.
It is something to see. What are those, ultralights or something?
It's the Japanese pipe.
That's right.
They caught us sleeping at Pearl Harbor.
World War III.
And you heard it live on the Morning Zoo.
That's right. They're going to take out Epcot Center now.
It's 14 minutes past 8 o'clock. So anyway, the point that I was trying to make a minute ago is that I kid Mike all the time, but actually, he's all right.
Yeah, we're mortal enemies.
He's all right for Havana White.
Oh, no.
No, I'm only kidding. Again. That's what friends are for.
Okay, Virginia Graham,
for
no
good
problem.
Times. Wow, look at those planes.
This is something to see. If you
That's
get a
wild.
Chance, you know, we haven't said this all week, but if you do get a chance, if you can make it down here to Orlando to see this, it is really one
Walt Disney
incredible.
World. Now, they're treating us nice, of course, because we're stars. But I've noticed that they even treat common people like stars.
They do. Everybody's so
common
friendly.
People.
Common people.
The people who actually pay to come here also get treated nice, and surprisingly the people who come down here and schmooze for free also get treated nice.
It's a great place and a great
listen to those planes up there. Let's go to Kim and see if we can get the sounds of these planes. We should get you doing your traffic in one of these planes.
Hey,
now they just
Mike.
Brought the boats out, Kim.
No, they're like
hello. 1, 2, 3. We both can be on radio at the same time. You know, I wanted to tell you that I saw the DC-3. I went to the Air and Space Museum, speaking of planes, and saw that DC-3 that Rick Nelson was in. That's a cool old plane.
something to watch for when you come
incidentally,
back.
Incidentally, we should have they had that story on the news down there that they thought he was freebasing?
Yeah, it's been on the news.
Not a real safe thing to do in an airplane.
Welcome to Don and Mike Airlines. The smoking section is after aisle 27.
Freebasing in the back of the plane.
Well, hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart.
But really, all right. it is a really cool plane.
Hmm? I'm serious. That's too bad because, as I mentioned, I was really bummed out to hear about Ricky Nelson.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, then you hear something like that and it makes you just go, geez, maybe the guy was a jerk. But
they're denying those stories.
I saw on TV that the Nelson people are coming out and saying that that's trash.
No way, so they have to investigate.
Because I can't picture Ricky Nelson freebasing. I'm sorry.
I want to see the final report on that.
You know what? You always think of Ricky coming down talking to Ozzy. You know, good morning, Dad.
Yeah. That's journalism at its best. That's what they're good for.
That's what America's all about, Kim.
A guy
dies in a plane crash, and any way that they can slander him, they'll do it. That's America. And let me say, that's what friends are for.
I'm going to remember him with his crew cut.
No, I'm serious. I hope that's not true about Ricky Nelson.
I'm sure it isn't. Let's think of the best of him.
And I wish that plane would go away. That guy's like buzzing my ears.
Well, I'll go into traffic then. This traffic update brought to you by New York Air. Inner loop to the Wilson Bridge, still very slow from before St. Barnabas. We still have that accident blocking the right lane there. The outer loop to the Wilson Bridge is cleared of an earlier problem, but Telegraph Road delays on the outer loop because of that earlier problem there. Inbound on the Shirley Highway, you're going to slow from Pohick Road up through Springfield. All the lanes are open for you now, and slow inside of the Beltway from Edsel up to Seminary Road, headed up towards the 14th. And again, the lanes are open from some earlier problems there. Up in Montgomery County, inbound 270, still very slow at 124 off and on all the way down towards Montrose. Outer loop to the Temple, still some big delays from Northwest Branch headed over towards that area. Lane should be open for you now. Air Force One, the only airline in Washington offering more convenient flights to Boston than New York Air. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Buy a Temple Buick now and you'll get January sale prices plus 7.9% GMAC financing on many of Buick's most popular models. It's the ideal time to buy a Temple because prices and financing will probably never be this low again. For instance, you can buy a 42-door Buick Somerset with 5-speed transmission, 2.5-liter fuel-injected engine, air conditioning, and AM-FM stereo radio for as little as $10,069. And if you're a qualified buyer, you'll get 7.9% GMAC financing on any Buick Somerset or Skylark and on most Buick Centuries. When you buy your Buick at Temple, you not only get the best price and the best financing, you also do business with a company that takes good care of its customers. Temple has been selling and servicing Buicks on Diagonal Road in Alexandria since 1925, owned and managed by the same family for the past 60 years. Before you buy any car, be sure to see Temple Buick, the area's oldest and most conveniently located Buick dealer at 1912 Diagonal Road in Alexandria, across from the King Street Metro Station. Temple Buick.
When you want something special, an ordinary meal won't do. When something great is on your mind, Hardee's is the place for you.
Hardee's has really cooked up something special for you. It's Hardee's all-new mouth-watering quarter-pound cheeseburger. Probably thicker and juicier than any cheeseburger you've ever tasted. Ever. And if the taste weren't tempting enough, just listen to this special low price. You can sink your teeth into Hardee's big new quarter-pound cheeseburger for only 99 cents. That's right, 99 cents gets you the thickest, juiciest cheeseburger in town. So give Hardee's totally new quarter-pound cheeseburger a try. It's only 99 cents at participating restaurants. But you better hurry. This special price won't last forever. Quarter pound pre-cooked weight.
Washington weather.
Thank you, WAVA weather singer. Sunshine, high today 55.
Cloudy tonight with a low of 40.
Rain tomorrow, high 52.
Right now, 28 degrees.
Good guy degrees, Mike.
Right.
19 past 8, Don and Mike live from Walt Disney World, and now the happiest man alive, here's Mr. Optimism,
Stinger,
the man with the big stinger.
Russians are coming
to take us away in the planes. The all-new Morning Zoo 8:25. History, and I'm Don Geronimo.
I'm Mike O'Mara, and now presented as a public service to you.
The Morning Zoo, it's time to get it off your chest and get it onto the radio Friday morning. Let's get all the hostility out.
Eat My Shorts Hotline.
432-WAVA.
Call us now.
Eat My Shorts. Broadcasting live from Walt Disney World in Florida, 827. I'm Don Geronimo.
And I'm Mike O'Mara.
Let me give you the new Payday song.
What is it?
Madonna.
Material.
Girl, when you hear that play, be caller 105.
At 432-WAVA, we'll give you 105 buckaroos.
Now, that is the same phone number that we use for the world-famous Eat My Shorts hotline. It's Friday morning. It's time to get it off your chest. You have a good weekend.
Let's do that right now.
Let's go live to those telephones. And let's hear our music bed, please.
WAVA, Eat My Shorts hotline.
I'd like to tell Kenny Higgins from Greenbelt Middle School to eat my shorts.
Thank you very much.
You know, I think I'm serious, we got to start checking IDs.
Or send an electric current down the line there.
These small children. Good morning.
Morning.
Eat My Shorts hotline.
Hi, Susan Slaney, Eat My Shorts from Denver.
Mmm, there's good eating.
WAVA, Eat My Shorts hotline.
Jamie Reynolds, I'd like to tell Aaron Danforth to eat my shorts.
All right, thank you, youngster.
WAVA, Eat My Shorts hotline.
Hello,
Bob Hope.
It's Bob Hope checking in. Hello, sir.
Yes.
Don and Mike.
Yes. Charles Smith Management, Eat My Shorts.
The New Morning Zoo, live from Florida, the Eat My Shorts hotline.
Jason Puryear, Eat My Shorts.
Wonderful. WAVA, Eat My Shorts hotline.
Good morning. This is Doug Belfield down in Southern Maryland. I'd like to eat Kim Anderson's shorts.
Wonderful guy. Thank you. We're moving along here. WAVA.
Now, see, this is not erotic. This is like if you're mad at somebody.
That's right. Sometimes it gets confused.
We have to clarify that for our listeners. Good morning.
Muammar Gaddafi, eat my shorts.
Hey, yeah.
We've got time for one more.
I believe so. WAVA.
Don, I'd just like to tell Beth Barr to eat my shorts, please.
Okay, sir.
Go ahead.
Tell her.
Beth, eat my shorts.
There you go.
All right, wonderful. Once again, presented as a public service
public
to you.
Service to the New Morning Zoo, the Eat My Shorts hotline.
Yeah.
And I'd like to tell those pilots who are flying so close to us, hey,
eat my shorts.
It's 29 minutes after 8 o'clock. We'll take a short break, and then the man of Haynes Stinia. Speaking of shorts.
It's sensational. It's spectacular. It's Levitt's Super Safe. The word super, Webster defines it as of great worth, value, excellence, or superiority. Well, Webster must have been to Levitt's Super Sale because he described it perfectly. Hi, David F. Diamond here. And there is a story behind Levitt's Super Sale. You see, January is a clearance month, and Levitt's wants to clear out as much furniture as they can. But Levitt's doesn't just cut prices on the leftovers like most furniture stores. No, Levitt's has lowered prices spectacularly on every single piece of furniture in every Levitt showroom across this country. Every single piece. So you can't lose. No matter what furniture you're looking for, you'll find it on sale at Levitt's. Here's a word of caution, though. Nothing this good lasts forever. So get down to Levitt's today. You'll be glad you did.
Levitt's Furniture in Rockville, Fairfax, Camp Springs, and Beacon Mall in Alexandria.
You're the kind of woman who treats herself like a man. If you're taking the same multivitamin, you are. Because most don't include the extras a woman's body needs. Within multivitamin does. Within is from one a day, and it's for women. Within has extra iron, extra calcium, plus essential vitamins, all in a formula uniquely balanced for women. So don't treat yourself like a man. Take Within. It's as different from other multivitamins as women are different from men.
Thanks for that tip. It's 8:30 at WAVA. You learn something new every morning on the Don and Mike Show, don't you?
It's for men instead of women, or women for men, I don't know.
Because women are different than men, Mike.
Yeah, and sometimes you get confused.
You know, maybe that's why you and Billy don't have any children yet.
Speaking of confusion.
It's 8:31. Let's go to David Haynes.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Don. And good morning, Washington. Time now, 8:31. Look for a high of 55 today. I am David Haynes, news and comment on WAVA. A mother of two, fined $500 for murdering her husband. She's been fined $500. The jury chose the most lenient sentence for the Norfolk, Virginia mother of two, her husband, described as a wife beater.
In Leesburg, retired Army Colonel Bill Evans Smith sentenced 5 years in prison for murdering his wife, but he could be out on parole in 1 year. Maryland, your state lottery jackpot for this week now about $9 million, may reach $12 million. So lottery ticket outlets in Maryland open extra time now to handle long lines of buyers. Ford Motor Company recalling its new 1986 Aerostar minivans so they can inspect structural welds that could break loose, making the Ford Aerostar vans hard to steer. President Reagan to Bethesda Naval Hospital today for his first intestinal checkup since colon cancer surgery last July. Space Shuttle Columbia will stay up in orbit one more day. Waved off from this morning's landing at the Florida Space Place due to rain and clouds. Second day in a row. 8:32, 28 in front of 9. How's the morning rush hour, Kim?
David, still slow going. This traffic update brought to you by the Washington Times. Inbound on the Shirley Highway, slow through Laurinton, getting up through Newington. An earlier accident there has been cleared to the shoulder, and it'll stay slow headed up towards the Beltway. Inside of the Beltway, slow through Landmark and Shirlington, getting up to the 14th. In Montgomery County, inbound 270, slow at 28, off and on all the way down towards Montrose. The Cabinjohn Bridge slowing on the inner loop at 193, and watch for an accident. Police and emergency vehicles still on the scene, 28 at Baltimore Road. The inner loop to the Wilson Bridge delays before St. Barnabas. An accident still in the process of being cleared there. And the outer loop to the Wilson Bridge all cleared now. The lanes are open, but traffic is slowing before Telegraph Road. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Maurice has sports next, and then I'll have your weekend Washington weather, WAVA. Burnt Toast and Coffee Time, 8:33.
Hey, have you heard? College Park VW Mazda Subaru has a no-money-down deal for you.
College Park VW Mazda Subaru. Come on in, have we got a deal for you?
We've got a no-money-down deal for you all this month at College Park VW Mazda Subaru. That's right. I said no money down. 100% financing with your good credit. That means you can drive away today in the VW Mazda or Subaru of your choice without having to make a down payment. 100% financing. Come to College Park, save big, and trade up to a brand new 1986 model. This month only at College Park VW Mazda Subaru. A half mile inside the College Park Beltway exit on US 1.
College Park VW Mazda Subaru. Come on in, have we got a deal for you? Woo!
No money down at our brand new Mazda Truck Center, too.
WAVA Sports Time is 8:34. And Maurice, what happened to the Bullets last night?
Oh, it was a terrible night. Good morning, David. Last day from Orlando, Florida. Boo hiss. Time for a quickie sports report.
You're always in the mood for a quickie, aren't you?
Anytime anyone wants one. It's back to chilly D.C., and I want to say happy birthday to Vidal Sassoon.
Maurice.
What?
This has nothing to do with sports.
I just thought I'd say happy birthday to Vidal. We are one weekend away from Super Sunday, ooh, and the big question is, what headband will Jim McMahon be wearing?
He's going to wear one that says Maurice.
Bad night for the Bullets last night. They were nailed by the Bucks of Milwaukee 114-98.
You'd like to be nailed by the Bucks of Milwaukee, wouldn't you?
I certainly would. No action in the NHL for our local guys, the Caps, but they do take on the team with the ugliest uniforms in the... Oh, it's just disgusting. They're green and they're just blue.
Who are they?
The New Jersey Devils, silly.
You've taken them on, haven't you?
Yeah, and the Caps will take them on tonight. That's sports, gang. And remember, girls, when it's raining, be sure to wear your slicker. That's sports. Back to you, David.
Yeah. Dad, talk about rain. There's some rain in the forecast for the weekend, but today's going to be nice. WAVA Washington weather, sunshine this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Today's high up to 55. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low 40. And then for your weekend, zero. Going to be cloud gray. Both days, a chance of rain Saturday and Sunday with daytime highs around 50. Temperatures now with sunshine in the nation's capital. Dulles has 17. National, 28 degrees in America's greatest city at 24, 24 in front of 9. I am David Haynes, 105 W.
He's the kind of woman who treats herself like a man.
AVA.
24 minutes until 9 o'clock.
What are you laughing at?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay.
Don and Mike live from Florida, the Epcot Center, Walt Disney World.
Yes.
And the heart of Mickey Mouse.
And rock and roll.
Still beating.
Don Geronimo, WAVA.
live from the Epcot Center at Walt Disney World at 21 till 9.
I thought it was 20 till 9.
It's 20 till 9. Sunshine with a high of 55 today.
You're the calculator, buddy.
It's 28 now. It's 20 till 9.
I was 8 years old and running with a dime in my hand. The bus stop.
Of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. All right here on aircheck.com.